Look, everybody got problems, and I'm trying to take care of mine, and I gave up that narcotic.
Damn, girl. You're just so sexy.
Everybody got problems, and I'm trying to take care of mine, and I gave up that narcotic.
Why you gotta be so fine? I just wanna take you home tonight. So I can work the left, the middle, the right, all night. So fine, girl, I just wanna get you home tonight. So I can work the left, the middle, the right, all night. Ayo, 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 ayo. You see the way the old school drop, drop, drop. That's how a booty do.
Yo,
stop, stop, stop.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I'm the host, Mr. Tariq Nasheed, also known as King Flex, also known as Dr. Mac, also known as Ike Jr. Welcome back to the Mac Lessons Radio Show, broadcasting live from Flaw Scandalous, California. Glad to have everybody tuning back into the show. I'm bumping that new Lloyd. That's that new Lloyd. I'm going to be playing a couple of cuts from Lloyd today. Lloyd's album is hot, man. Everybody go out and get that Lloyd album. Today's show is brought to you by Lloyd's album. Shit. And it's also brought to you by MacLessons.com. That's where you can get the Mac Lessons DVD and UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com. That's where you can chop it up with other players such as yourself. But you guys got to check out this Lloyd album. Lloyd is off the hook. This album is hot, man. You guys got to fuck with it. He has a hot single out. That single he has out with Lil Wayne, it's tight. Lloyd is a funny looking dude, though. Ain't he? Oh, this is a funny looking little old nigga. Lloyd looks like a burnt up elf, don't he? But his shit is hot, so I can't hate on him. I like him. But I digress. Now today's show is a very special show. On today's show, we're going to have an interview with a super simp. And this simp is one of my students that I've been trying to work with for a while. And his simping is just gone off the meter. And I've been telling him I'm going to have him on the show. And he's been kind of nervous about coming on. Because, you know, I talk to him a lot in private. But I'm like, man, I'm going to put you on the air. And I just let everybody hear how simpish you are. Because I keep giving him good game. And he's not soaking in the game like he should. You know, some people, man, have to go through the hardships of life for themselves. You can tell a person what to do and what not to do, but they still have to experience it themselves in order for them to really, really fully soak the game in. As the old saying goes, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And that's the classic situation that I have with Simba. We're going to call him Simba. That's not his name, but it's not his real name, but Simba, it's like an inside joke, too. And what's funny about the interview, I'm going to play it in a minute, because we just did it about 10 minutes ago. I taped it, and we're going to play it right now. What's funny about it is, at first, he tries to change his voice, and then it goes back into the regular tone. Now, let me describe Simba. He's a 22-year-old virgin. His parents are African. Very smart dude, a very bright brother, very academically smart guy. The best way I can describe him, he looks and acts like Norbit without the afro. So kind of get a visualization of that if you want to get an idea of him. Just imagine Norbit without the afro and you have this guy. This guy has accepted simping for so long, it's just, it's almost irreparable. It's just, his simping is on a whole different level. Now, the situation that's going on is that he's in love with a stripper, literally. You know the song, I'm in love with the stripper? This cat is literally in love with the stripper. And he calls me for advice all the time on how to win this stripper's heart. And you know what I tell him. You guys know what I tell him. But you guys have to hear this for yourself. And this is real. You know, this is real, 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 real. 100% real. So we're going to play an interview with the Super Simp. About to get into it right now. We got a very unique situation. I have a gentleman on the phone that we're going to call Simba. And Simba has a unique situation. Now, Simba, tell the audience your situation from the beginning.
Well, what's happening, Tariq? First of all, I'd just like to say I love your stuff. I've been following it for a long time. I think I think what you do with the show is amazing.
Thank you, Simba.
Currently, my situation is that I've met this girl who also happens to be a dancer of an exotic type.
Okay.
And basically, right now, I'm in the phases or in the stages of really trying to get to know her outside of the club. But it is a little bit difficult because I've made that Mac mistake that you talked about, which was don't ever spend any money on a dancer that you're interested in.
Absolutely.
So right now, things are kind of going back and forth between us where we have a really great conversation inside the club, but we haven't really been able to take that outside of the club yet. And I guess I just want to hear what you think and what your advice would be in the situation.
Okay, now how long ago did you meet her? How long ago has it been?
This is since last year of 2006. This is around, I think, October.
October of last year. So you've been just going back and forth with this young lady. You met her at a strip club. You've been talking to her back and forth. You want a relationship with her. What do you want with this woman?
I really think I'd be really nice to see where things lead. Start off as friends first and then maybe start dating.
Well, how come you haven't accomplished that in, 5 months, 6 months?
Lack of confidence, a few insecurities here and there, and just really, again, making that mistake of getting dances and what have you. You know, I think it kind of played into everything, and so it kind of put up a wall between us for a while.
Okay. So why do you think nothing has materialized from this situation?
It's quite possible
Honestly now.
Yeah. It's quite possible that, you know, I guess if a girl wants you, she'll let you know that she's actually interested. She's mentioned a few things here and there about us going to go out and get drinks and what have you and stuff, and I never really took up those opportunities. So, I mean, I'm...
Why not? Why not?
I was a little concerned, again, that confidence factor. I wasn't sure that I was ready to do it. I kind of tend to overthink things too much.
Okay, now, you know, when you step to a stripper, you're in a strip joint, and I've seen pictures of this chick. She's just the typical white L.A. stripper. You started off as a customer. Basically, you are her customer. You are her trick.
Yeah.
And you think this woman has basically tricked you into believing that there's going to be something more, something other than a trick whole relationship, because that's basically all it is. Why do you honestly think you're going to get something more out of the trick whole relationship? It's a woman's job in the game to make you think that she's really into you. You understand that? You understand the hustle that goes into that?
Yeah.
Why have you fallen for that, knowing that it's an obvious hustle? That's the hustle that every stripper does. When guys and customers come into a strip joint, they pretend to like them. Got it?
Yeah. And we've kind of talked about that a couple of times, actually, about the whole kind of hustle game. You know, she's kind of told me techniques and things she uses to pull guys in and make them think that she likes them. And part of the thing is because she has kind of shown that curtain or behind that curtain that she's been real with me, I feel. And we've talked about the fact that, you know, she's like, I don't really want you to be my customer anymore. You know, I want you to be more so my friend. And if anything kind of comes out of that, then great. So I guess that kind of, if that's false hope, I don't know. I'm not really sure what to do about my current situation.
So what do you want to do?
If I knew what to do, I'd be doing it. I don't know.
No. Not that you know what to do, but in your mind, what would be, like a lot of guys, their goal is to be, you know, a rapper.
Yeah.
You know, they want to be rappers. They don't know how to go about, you know, becoming successful, but that's their desire. What is your desire with this woman? What do you want?
Ultimately, a steady relationship.
Why?
Crazy as that sounds.
Why?
Why? There are certain factors or certain things I think about people that when you have a connection, wherever you meet them, it's just there. You might not want it to be at the time that it happens or where it happens, but when you connect with somebody, it's just, I don't know what to say. It's either there or it's not.
Now, what made
you ask for it? It just happens.
Now, what made you think that there was a connection?
First and foremost, I would say it's the way that we talk to each other. You know, we have certain inside jokes and certain things that we're able to communicate to each other, sometimes even without words. And I think that's a rarity. It's not something you see every day.
Okay, now how old are you, Simba?
22, currently.
Okay.
22.
And Simba, what the audience doesn't know is that you are a virgin, right?
Currently, yes, I am.
Okay, so I think that a lot of this is pent-up virgin energy that you're projecting onto this woman. I mean, when you got all that strong virgin energy that has never been released properly released, you're going to project that onto damn near any female that gives you any inkling of play. You understand that?
Yeah.
And in this situation, man, you sold out, you sold yourself out, went to the strip joint, with your virgin energy, looking for somebody to latch on to, and it just happened. You just latched on to the first female to give you any type of rhythm, and it was fake rhythm. And I've talked to you about this before, man. What a stripper does at the club is hustle. You say that you like this woman, you say that you're into her, but you don't know her. You understand that? What do you really know about her?
Currently, we've talked about some personal things. We've talked about some family things, kind of goals that we both want to achieve in life, dreams.
And what's her goal? Is she stripping her way through school?
No, but she really does want to be an artist. She wants to do animation for a living, and so we've just kind of talked about goals and ways to kind of achieve that.
So what is it you like about her? Why are you putting all your eggs in one basket? Why are you focusing on so much energy on her?
There have been other girls that I've kind of been talking to or been that I've known or gone out with and such, but there's just something special about this girl. And I know most people might say, oh, she's a dancer, there's nothing special, it's her job to make you feel this way. But again, I think we've kind of transcended that whole hustle and flow thing that dancers do.
And what makes you think you transcended that?
We've talked simply because we've talked about it primarily. We've talked about kind of the whole game and the way that things work inside that club. And again, I think that if she was really, really trying to stick to the whole hustle thing, she would want me to spend money on her because she's hustling. But basically, in the last month and a half now, 2 months, I haven't spent a dime, and usually sit and chat for good an hour, 2 hours, you know, when
but
when
you've
I'm
been getting your simp on, but you've been... I think you've offered to take her out, right?
I did. I did offer her to. We were supposed to go out one.
And didn't
Sunday.
You? Didn't she ask you for money one time to lend her money or something?
No, she's actually never done that.
I could have swore you told me one time that you offered to lend her money, and she asked to borrow money or some shit like that.
No, she actually helped. She's actually, that's another part about her, that she's very giving. She actually lent money to one of her family members who was in need of it. So something like that actually makes me even like her more, just
Player.
Because she's giving.
Lord, I mean, that money was probably her damn pimp she was giving to.
It was her sister.
Oh, please. Look, Player, you're in love with the idea of being in love, man. Again, it's her job to be fun and witty and bubbly. That's her job. It's phony. You understand that?
Yeah.
It's her job to be fake. Like I said before, it's like you can't check out Arnold Schwarzenegger and be like, damn, Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's real strong. I like him because he's real strong. He can walk through walls. He's an actor. That's the Terminator. It's not real. It's fake. You dig? It's phony. You're loving somebody based on a false perception of them. You got it? And you're projecting your own desires onto them. And you've been in a situation, not even in a situation, man. This isn't, you haven't really interacted with this female, dude. Basically, you've been stalking a female for 5 months. Because when the shit is one-sided and you have all this infatuation about a person and it's one-sided and nothing never really materializes from it, it's called stalking. Got it?
Yeah.
Don't you sound like you're about to goddamn cry. Don't sound like that, player. Damn.
No, I got to drink more water.
Shit. To make the simping grow. Now, didn't you get her something on Valentine's?
I did buy her a gift for Valentine's Day, yes.
What'd you get?
I bought her a bear, basically. It was one of those bears, and I kind of decorated it kind of nice, and I gave it to her. But now, that was something that we met outside for. I gave it to her. We didn't actually do that inside the club, so... we met up and, talked, and I gave her a gift, and she seemed to really enjoy it. She said it was the best gift that she had gotten for Valentine's Day.
Okay. and you believe that?
I think so, because she actually told me about another gift that she received that same day from a guy who said the guy had just bought her a gift that meant more to her simply because I put more thought into it.
Player. Brother, you are simping beyond words. I mean, you simping on a whole different level of simping. You giving strippers Build-A-Bears for Valentine's Day. Player, your game has to be tighter than that. And you know that. You know your game has to be tighter than that. You know you're doing some major league simping. I think that you have some type of masochistic tendency inside of you, that something about you, you like getting dissed by women. You like getting played to the left by women. If you're in a situation, now, again, I hate to call this a situation because it's not really a situation. It's just one-sided. This woman is going on with her life, doing her thing, and you've been sweating and belly aching over this goddamn stripper for 5 months, and nothing has materialized. You guys haven't went out. You guys haven't hooked up, really. You call her all the time, sweating the shit out of
her. I don't really call her all the time. I'm always kind of, I get sometimes nervous with the whole phone thing, so I don't really call her that much.
But she hasn't called you.
She has actually
really
three, four times.
She called you when?
She's called me three instances she has.
Really? Was she returning your call?
The two times she was, one time she wasn't.
Now, when was this?
This is probably the beginning of the year. She just kind of called up and was like, what's up, and just kind of small talk. So she has actually made some effort. Not as much as I've made, but she's made some effort.
She's made some effort, because from my understanding is that basically you were calling her and she was dodging your calls the way you were making it seem.
It could feel that way, but I was more so texting. It was more so text messaging stuff, and then I did call a couple times where, like, I didn't hear from her, and then I went back there, and we talked, everything was good, and then so it was after those instances that she actually picked up the phone, and called and said, hey, what are you up to? So it's happened a few times.
How often have you been up to that strip club? And be honest, man, how often have you been up there to see her? Because that's the only time you see her is at that damn strip club.
Yeah, I'd say typically it's once a week.
Once a week. Oh, boy. Once a week.
It ain't easy being 22.
20, it ain't got nothing to do with no 22 player. I was 22 before, and I ain't never been simping that goddamn hard at all. Player, you are a customer. That's the only time you see her. This woman's game has manipulated you so greatly. You actually believe that there's some type of hope for a relationship. Player, that is a stripper. You go see her at a strip club. She runs game on you. You're buying into the bullshit. You're buying into the fantasy. You understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah, she wanted to holler at you in the beginning because she's like, damn, I got me a real good trick. Let me fill this fool out. But after she talked to you, she realized that you probably didn't have a lot of money to trick off and that you were just some lovesick puppy. She was like, ah, fuck it. Ain't nothing in this situation. And you're still calling her, going up there, spending your little money. And you've been spending your money. Please don't sit up and lie and tell me you ain't been up there spending no money, because I know you have.
Tariq, I'm actually saying that. That's an honest-to-God truth. I have not, in the last month and a half, I have not spent one dime. Last month and a half. That's being honest.
In the last month and a half.
In the last month and a half. And if I'm talking, if you're talking money, I'd say the only time that I did is that within that month and a half period, I did buy two drinks. That was it. Two drinks.
In the month and a half.
In the last month and a half, two drinks. And that's honest.
But before then, you were in there spending money.
Yes.
Okay, player, you've made vast mistakes in the game. You've made some mistakes with this broad. Ain't no turning back. I've told you over and over, man, charge this shit to the game, but you won't charge it to the game. That's why I'm thinking that you're getting some type of gratification out of this thing. There's something that you're getting out of this, something that's satisfying you in this situation. You understand that? What is the gratification you're getting out of this? Because people, like Dr. Phil always say, people don't do the same thing over and over again if they're not getting any kind of gratification out of it. You dig? A person wouldn't sit down on a dildo by mistake over and over again if they didn't enjoy the feeling of getting fucked. So what are you getting out of it? Something you're getting out of it. What are you getting out of this situation for you to be in it for 5 months?
To be honest, I guess the more thing is I keep having hope that things could progress and things could turn things around. I realize that I've made several mistakes in the game and that I've made a lot of bad choices, but there's always that hope, there's always that hope that, things could turn around or that, things might change.
So you're going to sit up here and just waste all your time on hope?
I don't know if I'm going to sit around and wait for her.
That's what you've been doing.
Yeah.
You've been,
yeah, that's true.
You're talking about you met other women, but you're trying to hold out for the goddamn stripper. You dig?
Yeah.
You've been wasting your guy. You devalue your time that much to wait around on hope? Real talk, player.
She's a lot more than that to me, though.
What is she?
She's someone that I think doesn't belong in the situation that she's in. And granted, that's her choice. You're right. That is her choice to kind of do that. No one's forcing her to be there. But I know through talking to her that she has so much potential to do so much greater things in this world.
Oh, Lord. Greater things like what, Simba?
Probably first of all, I shouldn't say probably. She's actually a really great artist, so I know that's where her real passion lies, but she does have a little bit of a lazy tendencies to not believe in herself enough, and I think that's another thing. She lacks a lot of self-confidence.
Hold on, I got some music for you in the background. Hold on.
Here we go, Captain Save-A-Ho.
Playa. So she has a lot of potential, huh?
She does have a lot of potential. She does have a lot of potential. She does. And I believe in her, Tariq. I believe in her. I think that she... I do.
You believe in her?
I believe in her. I do believe in her.
What the fuck you mean you believe in her?
I believe in her. She has potential.
Hold
she
on.
Has a lot to offer this world.
Oh, wait, I can't hear. Right, your cape is flapping. Hold on. Get out the phone booth, Clark Kent. God damn.
Tariq, your listeners are going to have fun with this one. I can see it. I can see it coming.
My listeners are going to have a field day tearing your ass up.
Well,
I want everybody to bring in some positive feedback, but you know they're going to have a field day on you, man.
No, I don't doubt that. I can see already some of the stuff that's coming already. I don't know. For a lot of people who can relate out there to being to really having strong feelings for somebody, it is addicting. It sometimes becomes obsessive, if not And it is a sacrifice. It's almost a sacrifice because you do sacrifice a lot of your time to hope that someday something could happen with this person. Even if you know that your chances aren't the greatest, you still hope that things will be different.
Hold on. I still hear your cape flapping. Hold on. Oh, boy. But it's not your job to worry about somebody else's dreams and whatever they need to be doing in life. You need to be worrying about what you're going to do in life, player.
Yeah.
You ain't got time to put on your cape and save the day. It ain't your job, man. You're not here to be no save a hoe ass brother, man, for no goddamn stripper. And I'm not even knocking strippers, man, but you can't come at strippers like that. You can't come at strippers with your Captain Save a Hoe cape flapping in the wind, man. You got to step to strippers on a mackish level. It's either cut or dry. Ain't no in-between shit. Now, you can be there is an in-between. You can be the unknowing square boyfriend that a stripper has who don't know what the fuck she's really doing. A lot of strippers do that. They get like some dumbass square dude that they kick it with, and they don't tell them everything that they're doing, and they kind of bullshit them. But generally, strippers, man, you got to be on some Mac shit or some trick shit to even get in that vicinity. And you're on a Mac, on a trick level, man. You on a trick level. This woman has tricked you to the point, I mean, you talking about saving this woman, talking about what she don't need to be doing. Come on. Let me hold it. Let me let you fly across the skyline, hitting up Spearmint Rhino. It's Simba, the Save-A-Ho.
Ultimately, you're right. No one can make you do anything. It's you who has to choose to save yourself. But I honestly believe in her. And I know it's crazy
what
that sounds.
What do you mean you believe in her?
Whatever, that's not Mackish, but I believe in her.
You believe in her? Bro, I'm really at a loss for words, but I have never seen this type of saving of a hoe. I mean, you're seriously trying to save a hoe. And hoes don't really want to be saved. That's the thing, bro. You're trying to save a hoe who don't want to be saved. She's in the game because she want to be in the game. And it's not your job to save hoes. God damn, player. Go out there and get you a woman who's cooperating with the game that you have. A woman who's on the same level as you in the game. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I have a couple of them right now. I'd say maybe like two that I'm talking to that do want to go out and go, you know, kick it, what have you. But I'm really sprung on this other girl.
And you're sprung and you haven't gotten nothing. You haven't gotten anything out of this situation, bro. You're going to have to charge her to the game. Because if you keep on dealing with this woman, it's like accepting being a loser. And I think that you've had so much failure in your dealings with women, you've become comfortable with failing. And you got to get out of that mind state. If a woman was giving you a lot of play, you wouldn't even know how to react to it because you're not used to that. You're so used to failing, it's a comfort zone. This is what you know. You know brown nosing and running up after females and trying to save them and kissing ass. That's not where it's at, bro. You're going to have nowhere-ass relationships for the rest of your life if you keep on spitting game like that, man. You got to step it up. You got to man the fuck up, man. You really got to man the fuck up and get some balls in the game. And that's how women are going to respect you. This woman doesn't respect you because you're basically a doormat. You're a cape and a doormat. You're putting your cape over puddles for her to walk over. This bitch is Lois Lane, and you are super simp. Good Lord, all we need is Jimmy Olsen around this bitch. God damn, player. Anyway, man, that's enough of this situation. I want everybody in the audience, please chime in on this. Go to UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com. Put in your bid. Give your opinion about the situation. I know everybody's opinion already, but give your opinion about the situation. I want some women to chime in and let Simba the simp know how he's looking right now. Because I guess he's not accepting my expertise. He's going to choose to be a simp, and I want some of the ladies to help get it through Simba the Simp's head that all this saving of hoes ain't going to cut it. And that's it. That's Simba the Simp. That's Simba the Simp. And that's my dude, man. I want everybody to chime in on that. That's the interview with me and Simba the Super Simp. Everybody chime in, post your opinion about it. Because he's going to look, he's going to listen, he's going to read. And he needs to hear from other people about how simpish he's acting. Anyway, that's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. Don't forget to check out maclessons.com. I'll holler at everybody tomorrow. I'm writing you a letter.